This is Chaplain Terry Warner. I'm going to stop the music for a few moments so you can grab a pen and some paper for your foundation scriptures. If you can't get onto a computer because you are driving or at work, when you can get online, you will find my podcast and articles at thechaplainscorner.net. Starting at the beginning of the podcast, I will give you the season number and the episode number. Thank you so much for listening. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. And now, let's get going. Hello, friend. Chaplain Terry Warner here. This will be The Measure of Faith, Season 4, Episode 10, S4, E10. It will publish on March the 4th, 2024. Your foundation scripture will be Romans 12, verse 3, Luke 17, verse 6, and Holly's Bible Handbook, copyright 2000. We'll start with Romans 12, 1 through 3. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing unto God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Not a measure, the measure. Some translations say God's given you a measure of faith. That would indicate that we would have different measures. We got the same thing Jesus Christ got when he was raised from the dead. That is the measure of faith that God gave him. How big is that measure? That measure was big enough, strong enough, to raise him from the dead and seat him at the Father's right hand. Let's do a little background here on a side note. We'll go down a rabbit hole a little bit. Luke 17, 1 through 10. We're going to talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness is very important in getting God to do something or stopping God from doing something. Luke 17, verses 1 through 10. Jesus seems to imply here that unwillingness to forgive is the cause of many people losing their souls. In Matthew 18, 21 through 35, Peter asked Jesus, how often must we forgive? Jesus answered, 77 times, meaning times without number. The disciples cried out, Lord, if that's the case, increase our faith. We have to do that to be more forgiving. We cannot do it without more faith. All right, here's what Jesus said. Then to help their faith, Jesus speaks of the unlimited power of faith. And by the parable of the obedient servant, he shows them that humility is the foundation of faith. As we seek the Lord, our desire to serve him and do his work will provide us with the power and faith we need to thrive as we serve others in his name. That's Holly's Handbook, pages 674, 675, copyright 2000. The measure of faith given to us, not the size of a grain of mustard seed, but it is the measure that was given to Jesus when he was raised from the dead. The measure is the same as God used to raise Jesus from the dead. Ephesians 1, verse 16. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the Lord of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in this present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet, and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Think about the measure of faith that was given to him. It fills everything in every way with the Godhead. Ephesians 1, starting in verse 15, in reference to thanksgiving and prayer. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power, like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in this present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet, and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. I know I'm being a little redundant here, but what I'm trying to get you to see is the measure of faith that was given to Jesus when he was in hell that got him raised from the dead, him being the head, we being the body, or the church of believers, that's the same measure of faith that we have to work with. Ephesians 2:1-8. As for you, Ephesians 2, starting in 1 to verse 8. As for you, you were dead in your transgression and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world, and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work at those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following his desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgression. All of this happened 2,000 years ago, but we found out about it and took advantage of it when we were totally saved. But it was all done and set in place for us. And God raised us up with Christ and seated with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Did he raise him an old sinner saved by grace? No, Jesus didn't sin. We're raised with Jesus. If we had any sin on us at all, if we were an old sinner saved by grace, we could not be raised in righteousness to sit in God's presence. We are spotless. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we may be made the righteousness, or the right standing, or the right object in Christ Jesus, through the Father, raising him from the dead. Get that down in your spirit. You are spotless in God's eyes because of the blood of Jesus Christ. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages, he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Folks, Jesus, the Father, does not make or create junk or second-rate goods. We are born again, and when we are born again, we are spotless and righteous before God Almighty. The devil attacks us, tries to get us to fall, tries to get us to sin. When we ask for forgiveness and accept the blood of Christ, His blood as our sacrifice, we are renewed and made perfect in Christ Jesus. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, this is talking about Hebrews, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles us. What is the sin that entangles you? Well, I'll tell you one sin that entangles you, that entangles everybody, is unbelief. That right there is a big one. All right. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out before us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus took your sin and shortcomings and left them in hell. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. What we do not see. This is what the ancients were recommended for. Every person in Hebrews 11 is from the Old Testament, starting with God the Father when he created the world. God raising Jesus from the dead was a far greater act of faith than creating heaven and earth, because there was no principality or power or person opposed to him when he created the heavens and the earth. When he was raised from the dead, that's a little different story. The measure of faith is the same measure that Jesus received when he was raised from the dead. That is what we received when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Now, let's cultivate that faith. Let's get the Word in our heart and grow that faith and water it with the Word of God, so that when we speak to the mountain obeys us. If it means casting into the sea, the mountain is cast into the sea. Well, Chaplain Terry, that's figurative. I have no doubt that if Jesus wanted to cast that mountain into the sea, that mountain would have moved. But that, and honestly, what you're saying, I understand. Circumstances, conditions, factors are a mountain to us. Do you have a mountain of poverty? Do you have a mountain of sickness? Do you have a mountain of unbelief? Do you have a mountain of unforgiveness? The Word of God, the measure of faith, will get it removed for you in Jesus' name. You have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen. This has been Chaplain Terry Warner. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. When you go to my podcast website, there will be a drop-down menu for my website. It signs you up for my newsletter. You will be able to privately email me with your questions and comments. You will be lifted up in prayer every day. Your information will never be sold or given out. Please like, share, and follow me on social media. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name.